White Rocket Entertainment, podcast number 320.
10, 9, 8, 7, ignition sequence started. All engines are started. We have ignition, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff. We have a liftoff, and it's lighting up the areas. It's just like daylight here at Kennedy Space Center. The Saturn V is moving off the pad. It is now clear of the tower.
Hello and welcome to the White Rocket Podcast, brought to you by White Rocket Entertainment and by people like you, our great patrons at patreon.com. It's one long conversation with a variety of guests about the best of popular culture. I'm Van Allen Plexico, and this week we are joined by my semi-regular co-host on this series, John Ringer. Welcome back aboard, John.
Thanks, Van. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I thought, since we did our very popular three-part long episodes back during, I guess, the spring and summer, I guess it was this year's spring and summer, on Lord of the Rings, the movies and the books and everything, we kind of went one, two, three. One of the, you know, the segment, part of what we did on those shows was to do Lord of the Rings trivia, because I had the Lord of the Rings Trivial Pursuit. I believe it's based on the movies, but the movies are based on the books, right? So I have Lord of the Rings trivia, and what I did, for those that didn't hear that episode, those episodes or don't remember, is I took I blind pulled a chunk of the questions out, wrapped them up, and mailed them to John. So I'm trusting you still have your little pack of questions.
I have them in my hand right here.
Okay, I've got the remainder here. I didn't think to ask you if I needed to mail you some more. And, you know, this reminds me, I think that maybe at some point in a few months we should do, to kind of hold people over waiting on Game of Thrones to come back, we need to get our hands on some Game of Thrones trivia questions and do a Game of Thrones trivia.
Outstanding.
We'll do it. Let's make a note. All right. Well, this is our big 2017 holiday Lord of the Rings trivia bonanza. And I'm very excited about it, because that was a fun segment we did on the other shows. And I thought we'll do just a whole brief show. We're going to pull this show in about 45 minutes total, I think. So what John and I decided we're going to do is we're going to just go. We're not going to go for a set number of questions. We're just going to go until we hit our time limit. And so that gives us about 40 minutes coming up here to do trivia back and forth. I'm going to pull out a card randomly and read all six questions so that he and you in the audience can be thinking about them. Then he's going to take a card and read all six questions so that we can be thinking about them. And then we'll go back and we'll see if he can guess the answers to mine and if I can guess the answers to his, and we'll be keeping score. And we'll just kind of see how it goes. So let us go right to it. And we'll take a break about partway through and thank our sponsors and everything, and then we'll continue on. So, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here comes the first random card. I don't remember which end I was putting the ones I used before in, so I'm just going to pull it out of the middle. Here we go. Here are your first six questions, John. Number one, which of the Fellowship trackers comes out of hiding first to meet Éomer on the plains? Number two, how many times does Gollum hold Frodo back from entering the Black Gate? Number three, what's a hobbit most likely to do with connies? Plant them, cook them, or smoke them? I think it's conies. Number four, and we'll read them all twice, but I'm doing them all once through. Number four, who does Legolas see approaching him in Fangorn Forest? Number five, what happens to the Deeping Wall when Theoden taunts Saruman, saying, "Is this all you can conjure?" And number six, what's the name of the actor who plays Grima Wormtongue? All right, John, there's your first six. You and the audience can be mulling those over. I'll repeat them again when it's time to answer. Now you can throw out your first six at me.
All right, first question. Who says to Frodo when joining the Fellowship, If by my life or death I can protect you, I will. Second question. What animal does Eowyn call Grima Wormtongue? Okay. Next question. Who thinks it's an encouraging thought that Frodo was meant to have the ring?
Okay.
Fourth question. Who stepped on and broke the great sword Narsil? Fifth question. What does Elrond deliver to Aragorn before he travels to the paths of the dead? Okay. And the next question is, the last question is, which cast member who loved a sword fight said her character was not a wimpy sleeping beauty?
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, so everybody's been thinking about those 12 questions. I've got to tell you, I think that you got the harder questions asked of you than I got asked of me. Because the ones I was reading for you to answer, I'm like, holy crap. And the ones you're asking me, I'm like, So we'll see if I'm right or if I'm wrong. All right, here we go, John. Here are the ones time for you to answer. We'll go one by one. Number one, which of the Fellowship trackers comes out of hiding first to meet Éomer on the plains? And that's not the plains of Auburn. That's the plains of Rohan.
I believe it is Aragorn.
It is Aragorn. That is one for you, sir. Cha-ching! Number... I guess we'll just keep... We'll do all six and then do all six. You want to go back and forth? Or you're at,
which yeah, we'll do all six and then we'll ask yours.
We're doing it live. Doing it live. Number two, how many times does Gollum hold Frodo back from entering the Black Gate?
I'm going to say twice.
I would have guessed twice as well, but it's three.
I knew it was two or three.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was three. I thought that was too many.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you.
But I guess Frodo just kept going.
He just was determined, yeah. No, master, no. Number three. What's a hobbit most likely to do with conies? Plant them, cook them, or smoke them?
Cook them.
It's got to be cook them. Yeah, that's the little rabbits. It says conies, but I think it means conies. I guess maybe you pronounce it that way. I don't know. It is interesting, by the way, that Middle Earth wouldn't have known what a potato was. But anyway, they came from across the sea. Number four. Who does Legolas see approaching him in Fangorn Forest?
The White Wizard.
It is. I would have given you Gandalf, Saruman, or the White Wizard, because I think all three of those answers are fair. But yes, it is. The White Wizard is the exact answer. So you have three out of four correct with two to go. Number five, what happens to the Deeping Wall when Theoden King taunts Saruman saying, is this all you can conjure?
It blows up.
It's blown up. It blowed up. That is correct. With the Olympic runner and his
and the bomb,
his torch and his bomb, his giant bowl of gunpowder. Yeah. And number six, what's the name of the actor who plays Grima Wormtongue?
I have no idea.
He also played Piter DeVries on the original Dune movie, and he was the Doc on Deadwood. That is the awesome, the legendary, I met him at Dragon Con, Brad Dourif.
Okay.
All right. Now it's time. So you got four out of six. That's just darn fine. That's a good average. Now it's my turn.
All right.
I'm ready.
Who says to Frodo when joining the Fellowship, if by my life or death I can protect you, I will?
You shall have my bow. That would be Legolas.
No. That's after Aragorn says this.
Oh, that's right. You shall have my sword and my bow and my axe. I screwed that up. Dang it. That was a softball across the plate and I whiffed.
All right. What animal does Eowyn call Grima Wormtongue?
I think a snake.
Snake is correct.
All right.
You snake.
Ooh, man, I can't believe I screwed up that one. That may cost me.
All right. Who thinks it's an encouraging sign that Frodo was meant to have the ring?
That would be Gandalf.
You're correct.
And that's an encouraging sign.
Who stepped on and broke the great sword Nursel?
Well, it would be fun to say Pippin. Peregrine took, but no, it was Sauron.
You are correct. What did Elrond deliver to Aragorn before he travels to the Pass of the Dead?
That selfsame sword, now reforged as Anduril, the Flame of the West.
Very good.
All right.
And one of the differences between the book and the movie with the sword thing here. Which cast member who loved to sword fight said her character was not a wimpy sleeping beauty?
That would be Miranda Otto, Eowyn.
Very good.
All right. So I should have.
You missed the first one, and that's it. That you missed the softball.
I know. That's the thing. I thought I was going to sweep that whole category because I knew the other. I knew them all, but I got hung up on Legolas saying "and my bow," and I just kind of gave him the whole line before it. You know, I knew it wasn't Gimli, but I remembered Legolas saying, "You shall have my bow." I've only seen the movie 8,000 times. I don't know how I did that, but anyway. All right, moving on to the second one. This is, after all, our Lord of the Rings trivia bonanza. So we've got lots of questions. All right, your second set, John. Here you go. Number one. Who claims to be Frodo's once-removed second cousin on his mother's side and a twice-removed third cousin on his father's side? And that question is kind of like Gus Malzahn's old offense. There's a lot of moving parts, but if you just ignore the moving parts, it's pretty easy to see.
Right? I'm like, okay.
There you go. Number two, what word does Gollum say the ring wraiths are calling out when they scream? Ooh, that's an interesting question. I'd have to put some thought into that one. What word? Okay. Number three, what object of Saruman's bears the same shaped top as the Tower of Orthanc? Number four, what is Strider's three-word answer when Frodo asks where the ranger is taking them? Oh, I know that one. Number five, who tells Theoden that more provisions must be laid before the Helm's Deep siege? And finally, it's like, where are they going with this? What lubricating product? It's just not how I expected a Lord of the Rings question to start. What lubricating product was slathered on the orcs' prosthetic skins so they'd look shiny and sweaty? All right, I'm not looking at the answers myself. I'm going to see if there's any you don't get, if I can get them, and then we'll see. All right, so there's your next six. What are my next six?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
First question, who signs Éomer's banishment order? Okay. Who signs Éomer's banishment order? Second question, what fiery apparition does Frodo see while wearing the ring?
Okay.
Third question, how many tapestries hang on the wall behind Theoden's throne in the Golden Hall?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's... If I had
tapestries.
God.
Who was once very much like a hobbit before becoming a tormented creature of the dark? Man, you are getting them. All right.
Well, like, I also got how many tapestries are hanging on the wall.
I know.
So it's running hot and cold here.
Fifth question. What do Merry and Pippin throw at the orcs when the Ents attack Isengard? And then last question, What does the name 3 foot six of the trilogy's production department refer to?
Okay. All right. Well, those were interesting. I haven't looked at the answers to your card yet, so let me read them to you. We'll go one by one. Number one, these are John's second six questions. Who claims to be Frodo's once-removed second cousin on his mother's side and a twice-removed third cousin on his father's side?
Is it Bilbo?
Oh, no. Yeah, that was
who is it?
You whiffed on a softball like I did. Pippin.
Oh.
Remember in the tavern?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
The Prancing
Pony. Right.
All right, number two.
I could not remember where in the movie that dialogue happened. I was like,
on his mother's side. Number two, what word does Gollum say the ringwraiths are calling out when they scream? And honestly, I have no clue about this one. They're calling out, ah! whatever word that is. That's what they're calling out.
Master?
Oh, wow. All right. According to this card, the answer to what Gollum says the ringwraiths are calling out when they scream, John, precious. I don't know if I buy that.
It's on there. He probably says it at some point.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it makes sense because everybody starts calling it precious after a while.
I think, I suspect what he really says is they are calling to the precious.
Yeah, see, that's...
But it's fine.
Yeah, nah, I'm not thrilled with that. let's see. Number three, what object of Saruman, bears the same shaped top as the Tower of Orthanc?
His wizard staff.
Yeah, his staff. Which I always thought that was neat. They had like a little miniature Orthanc he carried around. That was always funny to me. All right. So that's one. Number four. What is Strider's three-word answer? I totally remember this. When Frodo asked where the ranger is taking them. Where are you taking us? We should have like one question that you can mulligan.
No,
and one question you can get a clue. Like you could say
to your
like,
doom.
Where Strider's answer of where he's taking them.
I know. I can't remember what he says.
Into the wild.
Okay. Yeah. No. I was thinking about like they were in the hotel room in Bree, like he was taking them.
Where are you taking us?
Frodo took the room.
Into the wild. Number five. Who tells Theoden that more provisions must be laid before the Helm's Deep siege? I can't remember this one either. There's, what, two or three different suspects.
I'm going to say... Eowyn.
Gambling, his buddy, his assistant.
Oh, the assistant. See how?
This is a tough one. This is a tough card. You got a real tough card here. Last one. God, this is the worst question yet.
I think it's petroleum jelly.
It's all right. Let me read it. What lubricating product was slathered on the orc's prosthetic skin so they looked shiny and sweaty? You say petroleum jelly. They give a particular brand, but yes, I'm giving it to you. So it's KY jelly, that Kentucky jelly. So I will accept that, and you get credit for it. That was a ridiculously hard card because there were questions that were either like really obscure or we even both disagree with the answer. So,
There was a couple in there that I should have gotten that I just missed. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who signs Éomer's banishment order?
Now, see, this is a little tricky because, all right, this is not my final answer. I want to talk my way through it, all right? This is a little tricky because I think it's signed by Theoden, but he's not in his right mind. You could argue he's being mentally controlled by Saruman, and he's being told what to do by Wormtongue. So I could make a legitimate claim to any one of those three people actually being who signs it. But I think who physically signs it when they show it is like Theoden, but his name is like he barely could sign it. So I'm going to go Theoden, and let's see if they screw me over on the answer.
You are correct.
Ha ha! All right. I'll take it.
All right. What fiery apparition does Frodo see while wearing the ring?
The Eye of Sauron. Dum, 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 dum.
It's good. How many tapestries hang on the wall behind Theoden's throne in the Golden Hall?
Of Medusel, there dwells Theoden, king, whose mind is overthrown. I'm just going to pick a random number and say 4.
Almost. 5.
Oh, dang. Dang
I wouldn't
it.
Have gotten that in a million years.
Oh, I was so close. All right, fine. I didn't deserve
it. I thought it was a trick question. It was like one or none.
None, yeah. But. None would be hilarious. It'd be like if the question was, how many pink bunny rabbits are standing behind Theoden when they come in? It'd be like, well, the answer is none, you know. But because everybody'd be like, oh, there must have been one on there. I didn't see it, you know. I'll say one, you know, or two. All right, so question, what, 4, 5?
4. Yep. Okay. 4. Who was very much like a hobbit before becoming a twisted, tormented creature of the dark?
Smeagol Gollum.
Yes.
Okay.
What do Merry and Pippin throw at the orcs when the Ents attack?
You know, I started to say rocks because that's what they're throwing in Fellowship. But I think they're up on the Ents in the water. And can't get rocks, and so they're throwing like food, like apples. That's my answer.
Rocks.
Oh, it's rocks. Come on. I thought they were throwing apples or something. All right, that's fine.
What does the name 3 Foot 6 of the trilogy's production company department refer to?
Well, it's the height of the hobbits, probably. So I guess in the production department, that would be like maybe the costumes. Like the costuming department? Wardrobe?
Yeah, but what does 3 foot 6 mean, though?
It's the height of the hobbits.
Yes, it's the average height of a hobbit.
Okay.
We're giving that to you because you got it.
All right. Was that the last one?
Yeah.
All right. So after 2 rounds, and we are at the time midpoint here, so I'll take a break just a second. The score is 9 for me and 6 for you. But considering that you got that god-awful hard card there and still got 2 questions on it right, that's not bad at all. Let me take a quick break here and thank our sponsors because we exist on the air to do shows like this and the AU Wishbone. And our brand new show, John, we have a whole new show that you're on it. I'm on it. Alan Porter is on it. Jared Albrick's on it. It's called on different episodes, and it's called On Her Majesty's Secret Podcast. So if you like James Bond, you know, you and I have been doing James Bond episodes, you know, gosh, for years on the White Rocket show now. But we decided to go ahead and give it its own devoted show and its own devoted iTunes channel and Podbean page. So if you want to join in and follow our new show just about James Bond, and in fact, we're doing sort of 2 things parallel right now. Well, there's really 3 things. I've been posting some of our older episodes. I posted today my interview with Bruce Sively that I did it at Superman Celebration last year. He is the co-author of James Bond, The Legacy, this awesome big coffee table book I've got. And he was the co-producer of the Bond video material on the DVD sets they put out a few years ago, which I have, which are fantastic. I did a great interview with Bruce. It's up on there now. But we've also been doing all new stuff. We've been continuing our World Cup of Bond films. And We have been, I've been doing a new sort of sub-series on there where Alan J. Porter and I sit down. He is the co-author of the upcoming Bond Lexicon and my co-host on the Open Wheels Racing Show. He and I sit down once a month and go through in super great detail every Bond movie, starting with Dr. No. And we'll be recording, in fact, tomorrow night from Russia with Love. So you and I, you know, a couple of years ago did some discussion on each of the movies kind of in groups based on the actor, but Al and I are actually just doing one movie at a time, just a different perspective, you know, because he's done a lot of research and work on them over the years. So you can go to iTunes and just search for On Her Majesty's Secret Podcast, or go to Secret Podcast, like one word, secretpodcast.podbean.com. And you can subscribe and review and follow along and have a good old time. And our shows are made possible thanks to Patreon and listeners like you giving as little as a dollar a month. And I always have to thank our patrons. Here are our awesome patrons currently. I hope I got everybody on here now, because we have 49. So very quickly, Nicholas Cottrell, Joseph Fine, Christopher Burleson, Neil Dyer, Steve Trewick, Phil Amthor of WeHaveDonuts.com. Richard Stevens, David Evers, Tom Anderson, Timothy Dan Thompson, Wes Atkinson, Steve Harlan, Andrew Barber, Jared Albrick, Rich Reimer, Bill Matthews, John McCune, Catherine England, Will Summerford, David Simpson, Josh Teal, Mike Finley, Randall Walker, C.T. Wayne, Earl Ricks, Dave Powell, Michael Kirshner, Tony Perry, George Gaston, Logan Chilton, Alex Nguyen, Chris Thrash, Clay Henson, Mick Vigicana, J.W. Rice, I'm almost done, Wardam Wade, Dave Medinas, Nicholas Craig, Kenneth Brent Rains, John Stubbs, James Taylor, Mark Squire, Joey Miller, Matthew Wagstaff, and Russell Milling, plus our awesome one-time and anonymous donors. Those are the folks that keep us going. Go to patreon.com/VanAllenPlexico, or just go to www.plexico.net, which is the hub site that will take you to everything we do, the podcasts, the books, the everything. There you go. The videos, everything. All right. Let's get back to it now. We've got 16 more minutes to torture each other with horrible Bond trivia questions. I have my next card out. Are you ready?
What, Lord of the Rings trivia?
Yes. What did I say?
Bond.
Oh, we've done Bond trivia. Well, yeah, I do. It's kind of taken over lately. Lord of the Rings trivia part two. Here we go. Number one, John. Who does Frodo ask the innkeeper of the Prancing Pony to inform of the Hobbit's arrival? Number two, what two things does Denethor order to be brought for the funeral pyre? Number three, what do Merry and Pippin throw into the lake outside the west gate of Moria? Gandalf. No, I'm just kidding. Number four, son of a took. How fast does Gollum say the dead marshes must be crossed? Swift as an arrow, quick as shadows, or fast as a fox? Number five, what kingdom of men does Aragorn say would come to Theoden's aid at Helm's Deep? And number six, what is Grant Major's title in the Fellowship of the Ring credits? Sound engineer, production designer, or animation director? All right.
Just random. Yeah. That's a random guess
one
there.
Well, the last one is like production question always, and that's always the
yeah
one.
I know, but like I
exactly. All right, but you folks can be thinking about those while John reads me my six.
All right, first question: who leaps to Gimli's defense when the dwarf is threatened by Éomer? All right, next question: who is called a skulking friend and a gangrel creature by Faramir?
He has his own category.
Where does Grima sit in relation to Theoden's throne? To the left, to the right, or at the foot of it?
There's a lot of. There's certain characters have a lot of questions tonight.
Mm-hmm. What tower in Minas Tirith does Boromir talk to Aragorn about in Lothlorien? Mm-hmm. Where does the army of men hail from that Faramir ambushes in Ithilien? The north, the south, or the east? Oh, crap. And finally, What actor kept his sword with him at all times, even off camera, to stay in character?
Oh, great. Those are pretty good. I like those. Yeah, those are challenging. All right, here we go. Here are your six. It is currently 9 questions correct for me and 6 for you. Number one, who does Frodo ask the innkeeper of the Prancing Pony to inform of the Hobbit's arrival?
Gandalf the Grey?
I need my match game music for when we're thinking. Yes, it is Gandalf. All right. Number two. What two things... I rubbed my eyes and now I can't read. Hold on a second. Oh, I can't see. Okay, number two. What two things does Denethor order to be brought for the funeral pyre? I remember this.
Oil and torches?
I will accept that because it's oil and wood. Bring wood and oil.
Torches
made out of wood. I'm giving it to you. You got it. You earned it. Number three. What do Merry and Pippin throw into the lake outside the west? It's another Merry and Pippin throwing things question. What do they throw into the lake?
I think the answer is the same. I think it's rocks.
It is stones, rocks. Yes, that is correct. You're 3 for 3. Number four. How fast does Gollum say the dead marshes must be crossed? Swift as an arrow. I should have just left it at that, but no. Swift as an arrow, quick as shadows, or fast as a fox?
Quick as shadows.
Yes! Wow, I don't know if I would have gotten that.
That's a very Gollum thing to say.
Quick as shadows. 4 for 4. You're killing it. Number five. What kingdom of men does Aragorn say would come to Theoden's aid at Helm's Deep?
Gondor.
Bum, 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 bum. Yes, Gondor.
Gondor.
Yeah, Gondor will answer. And number six, what is Grant Major's title in the Fellowship of the Ring credits? Sound engineer, production designer, animation director, or Hobbit foot shine polisher? Sound engineer, production designer, or animation director?
Animation director.
Production designer. Oh, man. You almost got all six. So, that was an impossible one. So, all right. You got all five. Now, let's get mine up here, and let's see if I can take my... Let's see. It's fine. It's 11-9 your way right now.
All right. Who leaps to Gimli's defense when the dwarf is threatened by Éomer?
It's got to be Legolas.
It is Legolas.
All right. There you go.
Who is called a skulking friend and a gangrel creature by Faramir?
It's got to be
How do you get two of those questions now?
Yeah, that's not good.
All right. Where does Grima sit in relation to Theoden's throne? To the left, to the right, or at the foot of it?
Well, I would say that Grima is sort of to the right of Theoden politically, but physically, I think at the foot.
You're funny.
But I'll say at the foot.
It's to the right.
Oh, dang it.
The right-hand man.
Get this. We are currently tied, and it's because I have a 5, a 4, and a 2, and you have a 4, a 2, and a 5 right now.
There we go.
Okay, next.
What tower in Minas Tirith does Boromir talk to Aragorn about in Lothlorien?
Well, they call Minas Tirith the tower, like it's the city and a tower at the same time. But I think they're specifically referencing the White Tower atop Minas Tirith.
There's a name they use.
Oh, the Tower of Ecthelion.
Yes.
Ha ha!
That's it. Nice, nice. I don't know if I'd have gotten that one. Good work.
It kind of came to me. It's funny. I got to tell you, I'm looking right at it because on my, in the videos you can see behind me, I have my big bookcases, but across from me under my Star Wars original 77 Star Wars poster and world map, I have a smaller bookcase with the new Battlestar Galactica, Babylon 5 station, Inquisitor Eisenhorn, an Auburn football helmet, a Singapore sling bottle, and Minas Tirith, the collectible that came with the box set. Remember
nice.
That? Remember that when the first box set had the bookends of the the Argonath? That probably was a question I just gave the answer away to, but you already knew it. And the second one had Gollum catching a fish, and the third one had Minas Tirith. I have the Minas Tirith one over there, and the little tower always falls off. So I'm very familiar with that tower because I have to keep gluing it back on.
All right. Fifth question. Where does the army of men hail from that Faramir ambushes in Ithilien? The north, the south, or the east?
Well, the bad guys all come from the east in Lord of the Rings, but I think that the Haradrim were actually from the sort of southeast, so I'm going to say south.
You are correct.
Hey, all right.
Nice.
So that was question what?
Five.
Did I miss one on this?
The where does Grima sit question?
Right. Okay. So I've got four out of five.
Yep.
All right.
All right. And then the sixth question: what actor kept his sword with him at all times, even off camera, to stay in character?
Oh man, there's so many. This could be so many people. I'm gonna say, just because he's quirky and weird that way, I'm gonna say Viggo Mortensen, Aragorn.
Ding, ding, ding.
He is quirky. I love it.
Nice.
All right.
Nice call.
All right. I think we've certainly got time for one more card each to settle this business. So here we go. I'm going to pull out a good one for you here. I hope. Here we go. Number one. How long does Gandalf say each day seemed during his transformation? A fleeting moment, a life age of the earth, or an eon? I don't think that needed to be a multiple choice. Number two, what warriors do not know pain and do not know fear according to their master? Number three, and do not really know how to take a bath. Number three, which one of the hobbits wears a scarf? Interesting, huh? Number four, what time of day do the trackers meet Éomer and his company on the plains of Rohan? That's interesting, too, for a couple of reasons. Number five, who says at Helm's Deep that his chainmail is a little tight across the chest? And it's a he, interestingly enough. And number six, what's the name of the actor who plays Gollum? And was in a movie this weekend. All right, what are your six for me?
Unfortunately for you, they're all about Thanos' throne room. All right.
Well, I'll have to do better than
that. Who says at the edge of Fangorn that he and his companions have failed Merry and Pippin? All right, question two. What does Saruman tell to, or I'm sorry, who does Saruman tell to embrace the power of the ring or face his own destruction?
Okay.
Number three. What two things are in Theodred's hands at his burial?
Oh, gosh.
That's a good one.
That is.
All right. Number four. How many years does Bilbo say it has been since a dragon was in the Shire?
Okay.
That's a great question.
Wow.
Number five. Who in the Broken Fellowship says a red sun rising means blood was spilled in the night?
Yep, that's a good one.
And finally, what cafe near Peter Jackson's house became Buzz Central for star sightings and casting gossip?
Oh, great. All right, I think some of these I can get easily, some I can figure out, and some I have no freaking clue. All right, here
it's
you go.
It's about the same.
Yeah, here are your six. Here we go. Number, excuse me, number one. How long does Gandalf say each day seemed during his transformation? A fleeting moment? A life age of the earth? Or an eon?
A life age of the earth.
Each day was as a life age of the earth. Yes. Ding, ding. Number two, what warriors, you shall not know pain, you shall not know fear, according to their master?
Uruk-hai.
Yes, and what's the next line? You shall not know pain.
You shall taste man flesh.
You shall taste man flesh. Da-na-na. Dun-dun-dun. Do you know that when they played that music, they actually hit old pianos with chains to make that clang clang noise in that song, in the Uruk-hai song. I love that. Number three, which one of the hobbits wears a scarf? There is a clue to that one, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm going to say Pippin.
It's the one that seems to be from a different country than the other three. The one that's from Hobbit Scotland. Pippin. Yes. 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 That was my clue, is he seems like he's from a different, you know, because he's got that Scottish accent. Billy yeah. Boyd. Number four.
Thought you meant because he was from, the Tooks were well, from over the, by, and Mary's from Buckland or whatever.
Well, it is, right. Wherever Pippin is from is like the Scotland of the Shire. The rest of them are from England or whatever. And you know Sam doesn't wear a scarf. He ain't got time for
no way. Froppery. It's not, not practical.
No. Number four. What time of day do the trackers meet Éomer and his company on the plains of Rohan?
I'm going to say noon.
I would have guessed late afternoon since I thought they arrived at that site of the burning and it was getting dark. But I am told it was at dawn, which would have been the last thing I would have guessed. But okay, I guess it was dawn. Number five, who says at Helm's Deep that his chainmail is a little tight across the chest?
It's Gimli.
It is Gimli. That's four. And number six, what's the name of the actor who plays Gollum?
Andy Serkis.
It is Andy Serkis. Ding, ding. Yes, who played Snoke on Star Wars this past weekend. All right. Time for my six, and we will wrap things up, see how it came out.
All right, number one. Who says at the edge of Fangorn that he and his companions have failed Merry and Pippin?
Well, I got three choices. There's a lot of questions tonight about the three hunters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Aragorn.
Gimli.
Wow. All right. Let's see. With five questions to go, it is currently 14 for me and 16 for you. And I did not do myself any favors by missing that.
All right. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Who does Saruman tell to embrace the power of the ring or face his own destruction?
That's got to be Gandalf when he's got him prisoner.
You are correct.
All right, before that, yes. All right, so it's 16 to 15 your way. And by the way, the fact that I'm even, the fact that it's, I'm feeling like I'm confident here is only because you got a crap second card.
Yeah, it's fine.
If we'd
We're
had
good.
More, if we had more time, it would have evened out better, but anyway.
All right, what two things are in Théodred's hands at his burial?
I'm going to say his sword and his dagger, maybe?
No, his sword and flowers.
Flowers. Okay. You're still in the lead.
Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten that one either.
Yeah.
How many years does Bilbo say it's been since a dragon was in the Shire?
Mm. Dragon? There hasn't been a dragon in the Shire? Mmm. I can remember the line, but
yes.
100 years?
1,000.
Oh, man. I'm in trouble.
He's 100 years old. That would have meant there was a dragon when he was a baby.
I was thinking that, like, when he was referring to Smaug or something. Just a dragon in general out and about. I didn't think about, like, the Shire. Okay.
All right. Who in the Broken Fellowship says a red sun rising means blood was spilled in the night?
A red sun rises. Blood was spilled in the night. That would be Legolas.
You are correct, sir.
All right. We're tied. We are
even. All right.
Even.
Here we go.
Is there one left?
There's one left for you.
This was my second round. Wow.
This is a tough one.
Oh, God.
What cafe?
Oh, come on. I thought I was going to pull this thing out.
Near Peter Jackson's house became Buzz Central for star sightings and casting gossip.
No wonder you didn't feel bad about it, because you knew I wasn't going to get any of these stupid... Golly, we both had a round of five. We both had another round of five. We both had a round of four, and we are now both sitting on two.
Do you want to guess?
I'm gonna, but I'm just saying right now, not only are we tied 16 to 16, we've each had the same number of right answers in every round, just in different order.
So I would say the cards have evened out in that sense.
It has evened out, because this card did me like that other one did you. I mean, the only thing I could guess is the Prancing Pony, but they probably didn't call it that.
The Chocolate Fish Cafe.
Oh, well, duh.
You could have guessed for a year and not gotten that.
No, I'd never in a million billion years. 16 to 16. Wow. That's fair, because... I guess it really did even out, since we got to do eight cards. So, all right. Well, that was fun. We got to do this again sometime. We got to, and we got to get some. We got to get some Game of Thrones cards, and what's more, we need to get some James Bond ones and get Jared on and have like a three directional battle, if that's possible. I'm not sure how you do with three people. I guess we could kind of go around in a circle or something.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. All right. Well, I hope everybody has enjoyed our quick little to tide you over the holidays. John and I normally on Monday nights do the AU Wishbone Auburn football show, but we just decided to take a break this week and do something a little bit fun. Well, that's fun too, but just, you know, out of the ordinary, just to have a little fun. So this will carry you over the holidays a little bit. Yes, sir.
And I would say, if you followed along and you guessed more correct answers than we did, in, you know, without pausing it and thinking about it and stuff, then I want to know.
Yeah. If you knew the chocolate fish or whatever at the end, I'd love to know that. Well, John, this is Monday. Christmas is a week from today. This is the 18th. I don't assume we're doing a wishbone on Christmas night.
So we are not.
I guess we will reconvene sometime after Christmas to do our next show, probably a wishbone show, getting ready for the bowl games. That sound good?
It works for me.
All right. And for those of you that are not interested in Auburn football, the White Rocket show will return with another topic pretty soon. In the meantime, go check out On Her Majesty's Secret Podcast at secretpodcast.podbean.com. All right, well, the Rocket's going to get out of here for another episode, and we'll see you guys down the road. Thanks a lot, John. See ya.
Thanks, man.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.